is your town community camp, training camp? Is there anything in particular you can focus on your training on?
No, getting better as a football player. That's pretty much it, really. On everything, little details.
Weight-wise, game, you want to gain, lose, stay the same?
Lose a little bit. I'm perfectly fine where I'm at, but lose a little bit.
Justin, what are you hoping to get out of this camp? You know, being your...
Camaraderie. Guys know what they're supposed to do. Guys willing to make plays, myself included. And being better.
What are your expectations for Leonard here entering year three?
The same type of expectations I had for him last year, to dominate. That's it. Ceiling's high. No looking back, no going back, only forward. Y'all different this year, man. What's up? You ain't got no questions for me? I ain't in trouble or something? What's wrong, man?
Speaking of which, this is the first time, like you said, this is the first time in 3 years that you don't have to worry
it's
about
it. It's been two. Really one, but, you know, two.
Well, two suspensions.
Suspensions, but it was coming off of one season, though. It's all right. I got you. I'll get you back.
What's it like to go into a season not having that hanging over your head?
It's going into the season. Yeah. Nothing changed. Keep a smile on my face. Daughter just turned one yesterday, man. I ain't really worried about nothing, man, at all. Okay. Nothing. I'm good.
Stress-free.
I've been that way.
Sheldon, are you proud of the fact that 2 years ago on that report day, you said, that's it. Like, you're not going to see my name in headlines again, mm-hmm. and you've been able to do that. Mm-hmm. This year, is that a point of pride for you?
Nah. You're a grown-ass man. You make mistakes, you deal with the consequences. Simple as that. Keep moving forward. That's all you can do.
What did you think of Brandon in a radio interview basically saying this team has no chance? And
who?
That's why you didn't want to be here. Brandon Martin.
Who? I ain't heard that name in a while, fam. I don't care what that guy says, man.
That was your thoughts, just dismiss it.
I ain't even know he said nothing until you said it.
Yeah, he said that he didn't want to be here because he wanted to be on a team that had a chance. He didn't think he could be in an environment where a team didn't have a chance. I just want to see your thoughts.
I have no thoughts about it. None at all.
Are you looking forward? It's a preseason game, but Giants.
Definitely.
Jets.
Why?
I just like Snoopy Bowl. So?
Fun environment?
Fun environment, man. Fun environment.
Will you make a push to play any cornerback in that game?
Maybe a little outside linebacker, but that's about it. That's about it, you know?
What have you learned from Leroy Glover since he's been here?
A lot. He won't show me his film right now. I don't know why, man. I'm trying to learn some more from him. But, you know, little tidbits that made him, a great defensive lineman when he was playing. Here and there. And he's one of the guys, too, so you know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Now that you're back, kind of playing your natural position, what is your goal this year in terms of sacks? Do you have any sack goal or anything?
Balling. That's it. Ball. That's all you can do.
Where are you as a player now in this state of your career compared to where you were the last few years? Are you better now, do you think?
I age like fine wine, as you can say it. You want to say that?
In what elements do you feel like here? I mean, obviously now you're another year into the system here with Todd. How will that benefit you, and how comfortable do you feel? And do you feel like you need to be a leader on this team? Quote-unquote older guys.
Basically, that's crazy, ain't it? How you talk about old people? Man, it's sad. So sad. But now...
You're one of the
older guys now. Nothing really. Take it with a grain of salt, you know. Guys ask me questions, I got answers for them. If I don't, tell them to go to a person who I think got answers for them. We're going to find a way for them to figure out the answer. Me personally, leadership-wise, you know, keeping guys going, you know, training camp can get grueling. Just started, but, I mean, you know, that's what I'm here for. You know, keeping guys fresh, keeping them going.
You've been pretty adamant about wanting to remain here. And obviously, this is the last year of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it for you? Can you kind of expand on why you want to stick here and stick this out?
This organization is amazing, you know. Well taken care of. First-class organization for us, you know, for the players when they're here. You know, some things, you know, we handle that's not perfect, but, you know, other than that, man, really just I like being here, period. I don't like bouncing around, different coaches, different all that. I have longevity.
How much of a motivation is it being the last year of his your contract?
I'm motivated every year, so it's not just because
so
it's my last
year.
You
can pretty much dictate your price then in the open market.
We'll see what the time gets.
Is the last one from Daniel here?
Yeah, he can wait. You really can. Coach B, you can wait.
Does it surprise you at all that Brandon would say something like that?
Nothing surprised me. Nothing. No reason.
15 reasons?
No reason.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Sheldon.